Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. Sorry we missed your call. If you need assistance, I'm sorry. My name is Dorothy. Return a call from Alabama Department of Labor.
Yes,
This
ma'am.
call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is Kiana Underwood.
Hey, Kiana, how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see that I had got a letter in the mail talking about my identification, and I had posted sending out my ID and my Social Security card. Take a picture of right beside it. I don't know if my claim was went through. I don't know if I did my claim for this week. It kept telling me I was denied or something. I don't know. This is my first time doing this.
Okay. So you received a letter in the mail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That letter, you have to follow the instructions that's on. If you received a letter, you have to follow the instructions that's on that letter.
I did.
Okay.
And so while I was trying to do my claim for this week, well, no, is it for this week? Yeah, for this week. This is my first time doing it. For this week, it says that I had to call. And I don't know if my claim went through for this week or not. I'm not trying to get denied or anything.
Have you checked your claim as portal?
I tried to do it on my online, but it says the identification is not matching.
By setting up your claim as portal?
Yes, I already claimed before. I claimed the week before I had did the call.
No. I'm not asking about your claim. I'm asking, have you checked your claim as porter?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Do you have access to a computer, or laptop computer, or desktop computer at the
yes,
present
ma'am.
Time? Can you go to
yes,
your computer?
Ma'am. Yes, I can pick it up. All right.
Okay, I need to go to the website or adol.alabama. Alabama is spelled apt. .gov.
Okay, Chrome. You said what? www.
adol.
A D.
You can just put in adol.alabama.
Okay.
.gov.
.gov. Okay.
And what are you seeing there?
It says department, it went to Google. It said Department of Labor Claims, Alabama Claim Porter, current take on the Payment Commission.
No. You just need to put in adol.alabama.gov.
That's what I did. It took me to the main page of Google of like different kinds, like.
Thank you. Because I just put it in and it went straight to the page where I need to go to.
I don't think I'm on Chrome. Okay, it says it got a man, two men that's on a port on a little thingy-majiggy. It says
Okay,
Morgan draws.
up above that picture, you see I am.
I am. A new private clinic, a fine job. I went to find a job to his center. Okay, I am. Let's see. Yes, I am.
Click on
It
that little
says job
arrow.
seeker.
I'm
Okay.
gonna tell you where to go. Just click onto that arrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Now click on claimants.
All right.
You see a picture of a nurse with a little boy?
Yes, ma'am.
Up under that, it says claimants portal. You need to log into that. Log in. It's gonna take you step by step on how to log into your claimants portal, or setting up your claimants portal.
I kind of log in. Okay, you see, log in to Alabama using Apple, Google, or Microsoft. This might be Google. My email. That's my email right there. Okay, it says use register.
You just follow those steps there. See, my because I don't have a claim to log in, so it's not gonna take. I can't look, see, but you just follow the steps there.
One, nine, February, July, seven, two, date, mother's maiden name. I guess I put her whole name on.
Maiden name mean her last name only, that's on her at her time of the birth. When she was born, what was her last name? That's all they asked for. Her last name only is the maiden name.
Underwood, do you have driver's license? Yes. I have my ID number. I'm going to use it. My driver's license right here. One.
Miss Dot, and I'm trying to get Gina to save
Yeah.
me some of her birthday money. My birthday Sunday. That's why I'm trying to get you to get some of this
Okay.
birthday money, because you're gonna spend. But look at it
Okay.
this way. If you spend all your check on Sunday, I'm gonna spend all my check before Sunday. But that's what I'm trying to tell you, that when you come in here on Monday with your check in, it'll cover everything that you went crazy on.
My check in will hit the wind Wednesday.
Well, that's still
Okay,
fine.
it's loading up.
I'm still trying to get all the money. If it's live, it's live. I'm gonna get it. You ain't gotta come get it back.
Okay, welcome to the claim portal.
You see if we say, okay. You see if we say, what is my claim status?
What is my claim
Today
status?
is Jericho's birthday.
Okay, I see it's what is my claim status.
Okay, start reading at the beginning of that paragraph.
Okay, your claim is active, but you have not filed for your weekly claim of benefits for the end of 7/6/2024. You need to file this weekly claim anytime Sunday before 7/7/5 p.m. to Friday 7/12. There is pending issues stopping the payment on your claim.
Okay.
It says file weekly certification, file TTA claim, file additional reopen claim.
You don't have to do anything because you say didn't say your claim is active.
Yes, ma'am.
So all you need to do is continue to file your weekend certification.
Okay.
You have to file, okay. It's going to say that your claim is pending or whatever because you haven't filed a week certification. Once you file your week
certification. I just did it like at 3 something. I did it over the fall because I couldn't get in the porter. So I thought it was using, you had telling my mama last, and I had to use my mama's last name instead of her first name. So I called. And then when I redid it, it had told me I had to call some kind of number. So I redid it.
Okay. Because, see, your claim is Porter has your most updated information. And what does it say? You start back at the beginning of what is my claim status?
Okay. It's an Internet Weekly claim. Our records indicate this has been a breaking your claim issue. No certification has been processed in prior week. Continue your weekly certification. Please respond to the following questions. Were you paid weekly? No. Then your benefits specifically say that you quit or discharge on a fourth. Your job, then a previous job you reported? No. Okay. Will you be paid for any wages for this week of any employment? No. Okay. Do you receive holiday pay? Yes. Vacation pay? Yes. Sick pay? Yes. Do you receive compensation on an in-job injury? No. Did you become eligible? No. Are you physically or mentally able to work? No. Wait. Yes, I am physically and mentally able to work. Were you able to work? Yes, ma'am. I'm doing the questions now.
Okay. We'll just go ahead and finish your curve now, and I'm happy to just, so you got to the point you need to be at, and you just finish filing your week of certification on them, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.